Gerald Greenfield is interim provost at UW-Parkside. He says the State Department of Public Instruction has sent a liaison to their campus several times to meet with a special task force. Members are to fully resolve complaints about the teacher preparation program by August 11th. Greenfield says they've learned a lot about what went wrong, beginning with just the admission letter sent to applicants.
In our case, a letter that was going to the students would say that they have these following deficiencies, but they are admitted. And you can't be admitted if you have deficiencies. You have to have taken this set number of classes, had a certain grade point average, etc.
Other lapses include no documentation of required field teaching experiences, no official policy on waiving requirements, and no direct line of reporting between the director of the teacher program and an appropriate supervisor. Greenfield says the former director was reassigned, then terminated from her position as more information came out. He says looking back, there was just little oversight or accountability.
I'm uncomfortable saying it, but it's accurate. It's just somewhat lack of attention to detail and engaging in practices without documenting them.
Greenfield says every fix takes its own unique amount of time, but DPI seems satisfied with their efforts. He says the state wants to have UW-Parkside continue its program. He says one bright spot is that of the program's roughly 400 students, only 10 have left since bad publicity erupted over the complaints. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.